الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وبعد, we're returning on the ship and the sea has got a bit choppy now, so the boat is way up and down. It's like on being on a roller coaster, much more smooth. So the bow of the boat lifts up and slams down into the trough, and I know it's not very pleasant if you are prone to seasickness, but if you're not prone to seasickness, then it's very exhilarating, very nice. The mist has cleared up a little bit. The sea is a slate steel gray with little combers of white foam as the waves we are going against the current, so the waves are coming at us, and that's why it's also more choppy. On either side, I can see the forest, and then we are going to go around a corner and back into the estuary, back to Ketchikan, where we came from. Really, Alaska has to be seen to be believed. And it's as different from whatever else I've seen in my life. Handa Swarata has given me the opportunity to see a lot. Absolutely amazing, alhamdulillah. And all I can keep saying is, subhanAllah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tabarakallahu, ahsan al-khaliqeen, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created what He created. I can see now a bald eagle way in the distance sitting on top of a tree, and I'm thinking to myself, what must be the life of an eagle like? Right? Because in all of this weather, he's right on top of the tree. They find the higher spots, the most exposed trees, dead trees usually, usually with two branches, and they build their nests. And they live for a long time. They pair for life. Stay together for life, and they live for a long time. I mean, they've been eagles known to live for over 25 years. And in some cases, in one particular case, they said there was one they tracked which lived for 38 years. And that's a long time for a bird. It's a long time for anybody. And these nests, they keep remodeling them and they keep adding to them, and some of them become massive. And there's one particular case which they documented where there was a nest which was over 2,000 pounds in weight. That's 2 tons. And all twigs and really amazing case of these birds and what they can do. They call the bald eagle because of the white feathers on the head and the neck, not because they're bald. And that's also the national bird of America. So they build these nests right up on top, and the most exposed places, exposed to the cold and the wind and the storm, the storms and the snow. I mean, here it snows like 18 feet of snow. Rain is 13 feet of rain. They measured in rain in feet, not in inches. Tides rise 25 feet and more. 25 to 30 feet as the tide rise. Everything is maximum. And as my brother said, subhanAllah, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this 13 feet of rain falls in drop by drop. If all 13 feet came down at once, there would be no Alaska left. 6 inches of rain, when it comes down almost together, is massive flooding. So imagine 13 feet of rain just drops from the sky, what would happen? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everything.
Right out there at about 11 o'clock is Mary Island. You notice that little white marker on Mary Island. That's the Mary Island Lighthouse.
We are reaching the end of our ride. Beautiful weather. Not very cold. Even though it's windy and we are on the ocean, but it's not very cold. And just the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everywhere, mashallah. And all of this on this earth, which is less than a grain of sand on a beach. What do you say about the creator, the Khaliq, who did all of this, this tiny little piece of nothing? What of that which he praises, which is his Jannah? وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.